If a child doesn't want to go upstairs, you might, or he might say, I'm.
You might say, I'm not going to go.
Or because he's scared, you might say.
Oh, I'm afraid.
Okay. And, let's see. A person who gets afraid easily is a kind of what?
Easily frightened.
Okay. And a place like a dark road along a graveyard is what?
Well,
how would you describe it?
Well, now, I used to, and I told you, you know, about living, we had a graveyard on the upper end of our place, and when I would get nearly to that place, I'd go up to Mr. Hall's to get milk when our cow was dry, you know. And when I'd get up to it, I'd have a lot of thoughts, and, you know, could imagine I would see things, and when I get up to the place, I'd hurry real fast to get by. I was really afraid until I got bigger, but found out that that's about the safest place you can be, is in
a
graveyard.
A special term for a graveyard that's in back of a person's house, if it's only got members of that family?
Well, family cemetery.
Oh, okay, but if it's like in the city.
Family plot or something.
If it's in a city, what is it? Just a, I don't know, what, cemetery?
I guess so.
Okay. If you don't understand why someone's afraid, you say, she wasn't always, or you might say, she didn't.
Somebody who worded it, rephrase that again.
If you don't understand why someone's afraid because they were not at one time afraid, you'd say she.
What happened?
She didn't used to
be afraid.
Oh, okay. And what would be the opposite of used to be?
She was never afraid. No. She didn't used to be afraid.
Okay, good. And someone who's really not very careful, you might describe as being pretty...
careless.
Okay. And you might describe someone as being odd. Someone acted very odd. You'd say he's acting pretty...
That person acts... I'll tell you what, we say here a lot, queer.
That's what I was thinking. Now, has that word
that's
changed?
That's a queer person.
Has that person changed? I mean, has that word changed its meaning, or is it pretty much the same?
We use odd more than we do. She's an odd person.
Okay.
But we used to use a lot. That's the queerest person I've ever seen.
If someone's just real hard to get along with, how would you describe them?
Very contentious.
Okay. And someone who is easily, it's easy to get mad.
Quick tempered.
Okay. Touchy or...
hot-headed.
Okay. And, let's see. Someone who is been, someone has done something to someone and they are very wrought up, you might say, pretty, and you want revenge, you know. It's pretty...
riled.
Okay. Now, in a burning building with many people in it, someone might say, keep and we'll get all the fire out.